We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
IB Nation, welcome back to another edition, a special edition of the Irish Breakdown podcast. Today, we are doing a special mailbag edition for Irish Breakdown with the goal of raising awareness and funds for the Strikeout Cancer Initiative that the Notre Dame softball team is doing today. So today's format, we are joined by head coach Deanna Gumpf. We will get to coach in a second, but today's format is all the questions we will answer are only super chats. There's also a link in the description box below that will take you to the Notre Dame site if you want to give directly. We ask people to do two things today. Number one, if you can, give directly to the site. And then number two, in order to engage in the mailbag today, we're going to answer super chat only questions today. All the proceeds that we get, now Google's going to keep their cut, but all the percentage, that all the money that we get that Google doesn't keep, we are then going to donate on behalf of Irish Breakdown. So we're going to try to get to this twofold. And, Coach, I first want to begin by thanking you. This is Coach Deanna Gumpf. She's the head softball coach at University of Notre Dame. This is year 22 for Coach. She has 844 career wins. So if you have not been paying attention to the softball team, please do so. Coach Gumpf is the only thing that could keep Coach and Notre Dame out of the NCAA tournament was COVID-19. That's the only thing that could keep him out of the NCAA tournament during her career. And Coach is 5 wins away from passing Coach Muffet McGraw for the most wins of a Notre Dame coach in history. So, Coach, obviously another season. You had a great year last year. Obviously won 40 games again last year. You guys are back at again this year, coming off a W yesterday. You're now 19-8-1 on the season. But today, Coach, we're going to get into your team. But today we're doing something a little bit different. And we are partnering together because we are trying to raise awareness for childhood cancer in the area. And I just want to begin, Coach, and allow you to just talk to the folks about what we're doing, and then we'll get into some other reasons. So first, begin with, Coach, if you just kind of let people know what you and you are raising money for.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me on today. I'm super excited about this weekend. This is something that's really special to our program. And what we're doing is we're raising money for the kids and families in our area, just in this our community, and about our region, who are fighting cancer. And all the money that we raise goes immediately to those families and those children who are fighting cancer to help them with, we've paid for so many things already, and I can go down the list if you want to hear it later, but it all goes to help those families and those children.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Coach, obviously, the Notre Dame softball team, and one of the great things about covering Notre Dame for me is I grew up a Notre Dame football fan. So I grew up on the winning and losing. The amazing thing that I've seen since I came to Notre Dame, started covering the team, is how involved all the athletic teams are in the community, not just here to play football, play softball, play basketball. You guys already do a lot, and your team is like a lot of the other teams. You guys are constantly in the community, constantly trying to help out. And of course, this is a great cause, but this is also a very personal cause for you, Coach. And I want to, if you can share with the folks why this would be an important cause no matter what, but why for you it's beyond just important, it's also very personal.
Yeah, and like you said, this place brings a lot of really great people together. And I saw it firsthand in 2010 when my daughter was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And at that time, it was probably the scariest time in my life and the worst time in my life. And the one thing I know for sure is Notre Dame put their arms around my family and my daughter and did anything they could to help us in a time that we really needed support. And since that time, it is a commitment that I have made to our family and to the softball program that we're going to keep giving back to these families and these kids, because we understand firsthand how hard it is and a nightmare it is, and that anything we can do to help these families just brighten their day, if nothing else, like make things a little bit easier in the worst time of their lives, we're going to do it.
So, Coach, when you look at your team, obviously, how have your players sort of embraced not just the community aspect, but this particular cause? Because I think the interesting thing is there's a page and it shows how much each individual player is raising. So I'm curious about kind of the competitiveness, if there is any, that also exists with your team.
Well, I don't know if you noticed this, but the longer you're here, the more money you raise. And I think that's because they understand once you're part of this and once you're part of our Strikeout Cancer Weekend, you want to always be part of it. And to your point about, you know, how important it is to our players, it has become our unofficial alumni weekend. And we get so many of our players who come back just because they want to come to trivia night and they want to do home run derby. And so they want to be part of just the joy that giving, there's such a joy in giving and making a difference. And I know that our alumni and our players feel that during this weekend. I think that's why it's everybody's favorite weekend of the year.
Speaking of favorite weekend of the year, Coach, we'll get into more of just what the cause is and what this fundraising goes to. But like you said, you're going to make it a whole weekend. So you guys, Friday night at 6 o'clock, you start a weekend series against Pitt. And this is going to be a big part of what the whole weekend is going to be about. So you have a game Friday night at 6 p.m. a game Saturday at 1 p.m., and then a Sunday game at noon at Melissa Cook Stadium. So in town, it's home weekend. Sunday Home Run Derby. I want to hear all about what you guys have, and people that are in the community, obviously this is another chance for you to come out and not just support the cause, but to support the women's softball team, which if you're someone who is a Notre Dame fan because you value excellence and you grew up on tradition of excellence with Notre Dame football, this is a program that is about excellence. As we mentioned, Coach has led her team to the NCAA tournament every single non-COVID season that she's ever had. A tremendous program. So a chance to come out and support your team, not just on the field, but also with this great call. So talk to us about this weekend, Coach. You said it's like a sort of like a alumni weekend, but just what all the things can people expect if they come out to see you all this weekend?
Well, first, we're going to see some great softball. We're playing Pitt. They're a good program who, you know, every time we play Pitt, they bring their very best softball here. So we're going to see some really good softball. But after Saturday's game, we do a trivia night, and we hold it over at the Cubs Performance Facility, South Bend Cubs Performance Facility. And it's just a great night of celebrating, you know, making a difference for those families. And then Sunday after our game, we're doing a home run derby open to the public. And I think it's like 10 bucks, 10 swings. And a little birdie did tell me that Marcus Freeman's coming to hit some bombs at our place. So I don't know when he's coming, but that's the word on the street. So I'm excited. I think we're going to have a great turnout. It's going to be a beautiful day, probably the only beautiful day that we're playing in this weekend. And we might even do a doubleheader. So whenever we're done with the day, Home Run Derby will begin.
Well, as long as I can, you can promise that no one will be videoing me swinging the bat. I'm open to possibly coming out and taking.
I can't guarantee it, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's a core good cause, right?
Yeah. I can see how that would go on Twitter, but obviously, you know, Coach Freeman. And one thing I've noticed too, Coach, is which I love is you're seeing. I believe maybe I'm just noticing it more because of social media. But so much more inner squad support within the different sports programs. You saw the football team at the lacrosse game. We see the women's basketball team will show up for football games, for different events. How does that impact your team when you see things like that? You see
that it's sport? Real. And let me tell you, it's funny because we finished our game last night and our whole team headed over to baseball. We sat out in the right field bleachers until they were done. And it's just, it's real. Our athletic department is so supportive of each other, and our students are really supportive of our student athletes. And we see that, like you said, even lacrosse game, and that was awesome. Like that better, you know, we wanted it to be a different outcome, but it was an awesome to see the football team out there doing their thing. But it is a huge, it's real. And I think that, like you said, they all want to support each other because they all understand what they're all going through. And I know we have an extra table of trivia for all the student athletes who are going to come help us there. So we're, you know, it's a big family and we take care of each other.
Now you mentioned earlier, Coach, about the some of the details, the things that you really get into. I would love to hear about some of the specific ways in which this fundraiser and the different things you can go to specifically. You kind of hinted on it a little bit, but I'd love to know, because I know a lot of people say, hey, I want to know what exactly, okay, great, Strikeout Cancer, that's an awesome cause, but what specifically is this going towards?
Right. Well, we partner with the Samantha Hickey Foundation, and we did that because we are friends with the Hickey family who lost their daughter to leukemia. And through their foundation, we can spend the money how we want working with the hospital. So we have, every Christmas we buy presents for every child in treatment, and we go shopping, and we get a Christmas list and we go shopping and, get them an awesome Christmas. That's number one. Number two, we have spent tens of thousands of dollars in the food pantry. Because a lot of people don't realize that I think it's almost 50% of the families whose children are being treated for cancer have food insecurities. So they can go, their children can go get treatment, and they can go shopping literally without money, take their grocery bags and fill up anything they need. Like no requirements. They can get anything they want. We get gas cards for families who have to go get treatment outside of South Bend. We do hotel rooms. We make sure all the kids are ready to go to school when they get to go to school. When they're done with treatment, we supply them with all their school supplies. We send kids to camp for kids. There's camps for kids who are under treatment, and we send kids to camp. We also have done wish trips for the age of group the group of kids who are the 18 to 22 year olds who are still under pediatric treatment, but are too old for wish trips through Make-A-Wish. We sponsor those wish trips for those older kids. We also, we've purchased a therapy dog for one of the boys who had a brain tumor to help him his days. So we just do whatever it takes. And that's what all the money goes to.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you see a lot of fundraisers and different pushes for finances. Says, "Hey, we're gonna fight cancer research," and that's obviously important. You know, what they do at ESPN with the Jim Valvano Foundation is tremendous. Obviously, right? Because we need to try to find a cure for this. I love the idea though that hey, that's not the only thing we need to be doing. There's families that are going through this now that research may save a child down the road, but it's not going to save mine because it's not there yet. And being able to provide that community support was what you went through obviously with your child. Did that kind of give you an extra passion for maybe wanting to help on the side of the families as opposed to, hey, let's raise money for, you know, for cancer research, which is a tremendous cause as well. It's not to dismiss that, but to say, look, the families are going through things that people don't realize. It's not just the child who's going through a traumatic experience, but we need to support the families who then need to support the children as well.
Yes. And going through it with Tatum, 100%, I knew exactly how I wanted to help because I saw how she was helped. And, it, you know, when you're talking, you know, she was in treatment when she was 4 to 6 years old. So 2.5 years she was in treatment. And during those 2.5 years, you know, you're afraid to even leave the house. But when all of a sudden, you know, you go to treatment and she's met with a little Build-A-Bear, you know, that just brightens her day. And she, you know, she was given an iPad, which that changes your life, a four-year-old, let me tell you, who can't leave the house. So those little things, and it didn't dawn on me, you know, at the time that, you know, these, but they help so much. And I knew when we were done with it, I was like, this is how we can help. I know I can't cure it, but I know I can help these families. And I know the stressors that are happening with these parents, who are just trying to get through the day and trying to get their child to take their medication and try to get their child to reduce that fever and, you know, try to get that child to be able to handle the treatment that they're given. I know how hard that is day in and day out. And I want to be able to help with that.
And obviously your daughter, watching the video that we're going to play after you're gone, which is just a very heartwarming video. I always like trying to get, you know, grown men to cry. So I think that video might help a little bit, although I may have to take myself off screen. That's why I watched it beforehand. I was like, okay, let me get this out of the way now. You know, because when I was in middle school, one of my sister, I think she's in the first or second grade, one of her friends passed away. I'll never forget that. Just kind of watching what that family went through. So when we have a chance to support a cause like this, I definitely want to do so. But your daughter obviously is around your players, and the impact that their support had on her is, I mean, I have to imagine when families see a place like Notre Dame and these athletes that are, you know, some of the best in the nation to do what they do, that care, I think that also has to help. I mean, it's one thing to get financial support and other support, but to know that there's people out there that care about you, I have to think that that's something that's going to have a big impact as well. And you experienced that firsthand as well.
Oh yeah. And I think the thing that people don't realize, until you're in it, you don't understand how wonderful people are. You know, we tend to hear and see the worst of people, in media and, you know, just out there. But when you're in a really, really bad situation, that's when you see the best of people. And we have so many people here at Notre Dame who are the best of the best. And I'm not talking just in their sport or academics. I'm talking these are just phenomenal people who want to do the right thing all the time. And, you know, they're on my team. You know, they want to help any way they can. And our athletic department, they work with Beacon and the Children's Hospital. And we do a Fighting Irish Fight for Life where kids are matched up with our teams. And they spend time and get to know these kids and make a difference. And these are the people that are, you know, how great is it that we get to be around all these people who are going to be running the world soon. So, and if we can make one little bit of a difference while they're here, they get it. Like these kids, they get it and they know how important it is.
forgot to unmute myself there for a second there, Coach. Sorry about that. I tend to do that at least once a show. So not an abnormal thing. We actually have a signal that we do when I have one of our co-hosts on, when someone's talking and you see their lips moving with no sounds coming. We do this, like, hey, you're muted. So we forgot to prep you for that. I should have warned you. Hey, Coach, if you see me talking with no sounds coming out, give me the signal. I gotta fix it. But when you talk about Coach, obviously I'm a former college football coach, and I understand how important it is for your team to be just really have faith in each other and trust in each other. Do things like this help? I mean, we obviously practice matters and getting in the cage and all those type of things, but do things like this and going through experiences like this and these and the young ladies that you coach being able to get out in the community and see, like, wow, you know, we've got it, you know. College athletes go through their own issues as well, but is it something that you feel or have you experienced, Coach, that kind of brings your team together, that makes you all stronger, that then obviously that camaraderie, that unity then will manifest itself in the product that you're putting on the field as well?
Without a doubt. And I think these kind of events bring people together. But I'm a big believer in culture is everything and love and trust is everything. And the more you love and trust each other off the field, the more you're going to love and trust each other on the field. And this is just part of it. And, you know, you get to, it's so much nicer to get to know the person outside of what happens, you know, in the lines, because the life is so much more than just that. I always say softball is a mirror to real life. And how you handle things on the field is typically how you handle things off the field. And I think it's vice versa. And I, you know, when you have, you know, a bunch of good people doing a lot of good around this world, it usually, it just manifests itself right onto the field.
So speaking of on the field, Coach, I know we wanted to get a chance to talk a little about your current team. And you guys had a great run last year, went 40-15, went to the NCAA tournament again. And you lost some big time players. Like, yeah. I know, I think Abby Sweet, I pronounce her name. It's Abby Sweet, yes. Correct? I know she was your center fielder. It's a heck of a player. You lost her, some other players. And you know, your team is bouncing back, obviously, and started off, had a little early losing streak, but your team is really coming into form. You're coming off of a very convincing, I would say, 15-0 victory against UI this past weekend. So how is your team coming along, Coach? Where are you guys at as you get ready to really start? I mean, I think 4-4 in ACC play, really start to ramp up ACC play now.
Oh yeah. Here we go. Yeah. You know, this is a team that I think, you know, you're right. Like, we had a tough time early, and I do think it is, you know, softball is a funny game. You got to figure out how to get consistent. And we play so many games that to be able to show up every day and bring that consistency every day is the toughest thing for a softball team to do. And I think we're figuring that out. And that's my goal is, like, we're really, when we're good, we are really good. So how do we get that every single day? Because we have a lot of talent on this team. And I feel like we just keep getting a little bit better, which that's what we want to do throughout the year. We don't want to peak too early, as people say sometimes. But I think that this is a really good team who cares a lot about each other and a lot about this program. And as long as those are intact, that's intact, then we have a really good shot of doing big things down the road.
I know you have 6 seniors on your team, so obviously some players are very important, but you have a lot that are slated to kind of come back next year. You've done this a lot, Coach. You lose players all the time. Like I said, 22 years, and you've had 21 NCAA tournament appearances, with COVID being the only exception. What are the tricks that you've kind of found on being able to kind of year after year replacing good players and building that team? What are the challenges and what are the things that you've learned over the years in regard to how to build? Because it's not like just one formula every year. This is the tried and true. And as long as we do this, it's going to work. Because then everybody would do it.
I was going to say, wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, no, right. Yeah, I would love that.
What are some of the challenges and some of the things that you've done just overall and then that you've done with this team to kind of, like you said, to get them to the level where they are playing with that consistency? We've got the talent, ladies. That's why we brought you here. That's why we recruited you here. Let's get to our potential. What are some things you've done just general and with this specific team that have started to work?
Well, I think we have to talk about it a lot and talk about expectations and talk about, you know, where we are and honesty. I think that's so, so important for a team is where are we now? Where do we want to be and how do we get there? Those are the things I ask myself all the time. And I ask the team because I think what they think really matters. And I think that's the one thing that I'm sure of. I have to trust them to know what they need as well. And the more I try to just do it myself, that usually backfires. I think the older I'm getting, the more I'm being able to like, okay, guys, what you tell me, like, what do we need to get there? Mm-hmm. And they know, I mean, they're, like I said, they're a smart group of girls and they're pretty fantastic. So they're really good at working with me on figuring out how we're going to get there. And I think that's a big part of it is believe in the team that you have. And that's what I try to do all the time is, you know, listen to them, believe in them, and help them believe in themselves, because we are pretty darn good.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So ownership, really just getting them to understand, hey, this at the end of the day, I can coach you, I can do this, I can call this play, but at the end of the day, it's about execution. You guys have to go out there and get it done. And so let's work on this together. And obviously it's worked, coach. I mean, you know, it's got a nice streak going. As you look at your team moving forward, coach, do you start getting excited about what this team is kind of hitting their stretch? Do you feel like they're starting to peak? Do you feel like that part's there? Are they there or are they close? Where are you guys as ACC plays start? Because as we said, you guys have you've got Pitt coming up, and then you've got Louisville coming up. You still have a series against Virginia Tech, Boston College, Florida State. A lot coming up still before the NCAA tournament.
Begins. Well, I mean, so, we're not even halfway done yet, which is crazy.
Right.
And we've
right.
been at it for a long time, but I think we're getting there. And I like that the fact that we're still getting there because there's always room for improvement. And we have the most important part of our season ahead of us. And we get to control that. So it's pretty awesome. Like, we're in a good place. We get to choose how we play. You know, the opponent gets to choose how they play, but we get to choose how we play. And I think we're in a good position to know what works and what doesn't. And so I'm pretty darn excited about, you know, where we're going. We have some great competition ahead of us to put us in a really good place.
Yeah, I noticed just like the ACC seems to be very strong this year.
Yes.
So very loaded conference. So your team is getting ready to hit the meat and potatoes of that coming up here, coach. So
there
I know
we go,
that,
and I love it.
Yeah, it's got to get exciting. I know I said mentioned Louisville, Florida State, and Virginia Tech series coming up. They currently rank second, third, and fourth in the ACC.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your team's got a challenge. I look forward to following how that goes. Coach, I just want to bring up, before we get you out of here, I just want to bring up some of the super chats we've gotten that are specific to what we're doing here, if you're okay with that. And there was one particular question I was hoping that you'd be able to address from one of our loyal listeners. Obviously, Tom Connor sent us a super chat. Thank you, Tom. We have a big super chat here from Irish Eagle 90. Thank you very, very, very much for that. Awesome. Fat Jack 33 says, lost my dad to cancer. Thank you for helping the community. DJ says, love you, Coach Gump. So, little pet peeve of mine, he did not capitalize C. It's one of my biggest pet peeves, and I don't know if it's grammatically correct, but I'm like, you don't lowercase when you say like president, whoever, the P is capitalized, coach is a title. So let's capitalize those bad boys.
That's awesome.
Gumbo and Bodane with a super chat. Thank you very, very much. Bobby St. Thomas says, let's strike out cancer, then hit a home run. Hopefully we'll see some of those this weekend, coach.
Yes.
Absolutely. And here's one of the questions that we had, coach, is this is from Father David Penny, who is a priest in Canada. One of our loyal listeners says, lost my mom to cancer in my early 20s. Thank you for this, Coach Gump. As a father of two young girls, what advice do you have to encourage my girls and their love of sports and softball in particular?
That's a great question, especially from a dad who probably wants to correct everything they're doing all the time, because I'm a mom and I feel the same way. I can tell you from my experience and as a parent and as a coach, just tell them how much you love watching them play. I think that's the most important thing that we forget to do sometimes. Because I know, like I said, as a coach and a parent, I'm super critical of everything. You know, I want them to do everything right all the time, right? Like good fundamentals all the time. But sometimes it's just sit back and just enjoy watching your kids do something that they enjoy and just be so supportive of the fact that they love it. And when they want to go practice with them. Mm-hmm. When they don't want to go practice, don't make them. Because it has to come from within them, and that's how they become great.
I wish you would have been able to talk to my dad about that when we were young. My dad, I'm 3 years older than my sister. She was a very good softball player. She actually got recruited to pitch at Radford. Nice. She was a very, very good softball player when she was young. And her two daughters, I've told you before the show, Layla, my nieces, Layla and Allie, are both very good softball players. I've gotten a chance to see them both play this past year. And some of my, so what I do is when Notre Dame plays Virginia Tech or Duke or whatever, I'll fly into Virginia Beach, see my family, and then drive to the game. So I get a chance to see my girls play. But my dad would talk to my sister the same way he did me, which worked for me because I wanted that. But my sister just wanted my dad to say, hey, great job. Love you. And be there when she wanted to go hit, when she wanted to go play. So I think that's tremendous advice because, you know, I don't know if this is a boy girl thing or if it's just me and my sister Nikki thing, but she didn't want to be coached the way that I wanted to be coached. You know,
I don't think it's a boy girl thing because I know some girls who just like to grind it out. Yeah. But I can tell you at the end of the day, you just want your parents' support. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to make them proud. That's what I'm sure of.
Yeah. So basically the advice is if your child wants to be coached and be pushed, you'll know it. Mm-hmm. But you're still listening though. You're taking that cue from them and say, Dad, I want you to go push me. I want you to take me out and hit me 1,000 ground balls and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So
I love to hear it. Thanks, coach. We have a couple more from Charlie Weiss's last belt. Luke, Coach Gump, I personally only follow Notre Dame football. We got to change that, Charlie. Yeah. But I want to say thank you for what you do. I think it's incredible how you want to give back.
Thank you.
We have a super chat here from Jimmy James. Way to go, IB. Keep up the great work, causes, and people. Here we go from Full House Backfield Coach. Another big super chat. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach and BD, for raising awareness and funds for a great cause. And thanks to the Notre Dame IB community for coming together to support it. Makes me proud to be an alum and small part of it. We're not done yet, folks. There's still, I think the goal is 40,000. You guys just passed 30,000 today. So we got to keep rocking and rolling, people. We are not there. There was just $1,000 donation just went in that pushed you over 30,000 during the show. I don't know if that's from someone here or not. It was anonymous. So you guys have now passed 30,000 during the show, Coach, which is great.
Awesome.
And of course, so we got to keep going, everybody. We got through the weekend, so we got to get them to that goal. It's always good to go past it, everybody. So
we'll go past it,
ready to rock and roll, so let's definitely do our part, absolutely. And then from John DeCrisio, another big super chat. Thank you, John. This is another longtime listener. I lost my dad, mom, and brother all to cancer. Happy to help out. So, John, I appreciate that very, very much. So, Coach, and Father David said, thank you, Coach, for that advice. So I appreciate that. So, Coach, we're getting kind of close to that time where I know you got to go, although, you know, your game got canceled today. I feel like God was like, hey, look, Coach, I need you to relax. And, you know, we got this interview with Irish Breakdown. It's, you know, wait, I'll take care of the game. Don't worry. You know,
just let it snow a little.
Yeah. My wife loves snow. It's funny. She grew up in San Diego. I don't know why she loves snow so much, but so whenever she sees snow, she gets all excited and goes and lights a fire. So I just alerted her to the fact it's snowing. So she's now in a great mood. She's going to go light a fire and hang out in the fireplace room. So she's in a good mood. But I personally am not a big fan. And I know you would much rather it not snow. Although I'd rather it snow than rain.
Yeah.
There you go. Although in northern Indiana, in March, it can be a little bit of a challenge. So.
And this is what I tell the recruits. You don't come for the weather. You come because it's Notre Dame.
Right. That's right. That's right. And to win, obviously, right. That's been a big part of it. Another big super chat from Ryan Randolph. Ryan, thank you. Thank you very much. So, Coach, just some things you want to wrap up with. Obviously, I would love to, if we can start converting some people into not just being Notre Dame football fans, but some people into to also the Notre Dame softball fans. Because obviously, if you're someone who loves Notre Dame football because of its tradition of excellence, then you absolutely need to be supporting the Notre Dame softball team because of your tradition of excellence, obviously, and that consistency. What's your, what would you like to say to the folks as we wrap up here, Coach, and before we get ready to play the video?
Well, I just want to say thank you. For you, Brian, to do this is awesome to help our cause. I'm very, very proud of our team and our program, and we want to make a difference. We're going to be great on the softball field. That's a given. And we're pretty fun to watch play also.
Yes.
But we're also going to make a big difference. And I want to thank you for helping us make a big difference here.
Well, I actually have watched your team play, with some of the live games. And, you know, I'm a big fan because I grew up watching my sister play softball.
Yeah.
And it was always like everything was like a bunner hit and run. And it just, I was like, oh, my gosh. You guys play really, I mean, you'll do that. That's a big part of the strategy. But you have some bombers on your team, too. So I'm like, dang. I was watching one of the home runs you hit against IUP. I was like, that is a stroke right there. She took it looked like a fastball right at her knees and just raked it. I was okay, this is good softball. And you guys play really good defense as well, which is something I enjoy to watch as well. So
it matters. We know that.
Yes. But it I'm serious, folks. I'm not just saying this as coaches on. I'm being serious. I think everybody knows me that I tell you how it is. You are a fun team to watch. I started watching you guys last year because your social media team does a pretty good job of getting clips and updates and different things out, and I started to kind of follow it that way. And boy, this is a fun team to watch. This is a really good brand of softball that I enjoy to watch, and I truly mean that. So, you know, in a lot of your games are televised, or what people need to know is if you go to the Notre Dame schedule, they'll have links to where you can watch it. And watch the game. So it's not just about if you're in town and you can get over to Melissa Cook Stadium, that's great. But you can also watch online and support the team online.
Every single game is is online at least, or on television.
Yes. So definitely support the team. And if you're someone who likes baseball, likes softball, likes that brand of ball, you will enjoy watching this team play. And like I said, I looked at your roster, Coach. You have a pretty young team. A lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, you know, and only six seniors. So you're going to get to know these young ladies over the next couple of years. I know we've starting to see, I don't know if this is a new thing, but I'm starting to see more on Twitter of commitments and things like that. So that's really good to see. And looking forward to watching your team continue to develop and do what you do every year, Coach, which is win.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Well, Coach, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate you, and we are so thankful that you are willing to come and be a part of what we're doing here today, and that we could, in our small little way, help you as much as we can.
I can't thank you enough. You, like I said, you're making a difference, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks Coach. Hey, have a great day, and I hope to see a lot of folks out there this weekend. So last thing before we go, Coach, just remind people of this weekend and all the festivities and how that's going to tie into what you guys are doing with this cause.
Yes, 6 p.m. Friday, 1 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday is also 1 p.m. And right after that is our home run derby.
Okay, excellent. Home run. And I think she said, for those who got in late, a little birdie told her that Coach Freeman is going to be out there participating in the home run derby, correct? Now, he doesn't get a freebie, right, Coach? He still has to give the
$10. Correct? Oh, I think he better get more than 10.
Okay.
And just so you know, the link to donate is also on our Twitter.
Okay, excellent. So it's on your Twitter page. It's in the description box below of this show. If you are listening right now, we're live. If you're listening later when this show is over, if you leave a super thanks, that is the same as a super chat. That will also be counted towards what we're going to do. Coach, we did have one quick question popped up here on the super chat, if you don't mind answering. It's Josh Miller says, my parents were slow pitch softball coaches. Did you start out in slow pitch?
Oh, that's actually a really interesting question, because it took a long time for women to start playing fast pitch. But women started playing fast pitch in the 70s. So my dad played, after he had his college career in baseball, he started playing on a men's fast pitch softball team. So when I was 5 years old, I was introduced to fast pitch softball. So I've played it my entire life since I started swinging the bat when I was six.
Oh, wow. Okay. So your dad was a college baseball player, mm-hmm. and so was your husband, I believe, correct?
Yes.
So baseball, softball, that's clearly in your DNA, Coach.
Kind of in the blood, yeah.
Well, Coach, thank you so much again for joining us. I hope that we can hope you guys continue to do what you do, rocking and rolling, and good luck this weekend against Pitt. And thank you so much for being on our show with us.
Thank you, Brian. Much appreciated.
Yes, ma'am.